Carrboro Film Fest has bounced around between different venues over the last few years, ranging from the Art Center's old location to virtual screenings during the COVID-19 pandemic to the Carrboro Century Center last year. This year marks another move, but it's to a location organizers hope will provide a permanent home to its screenings and filmmaker discussions. After not being finished in time to host last year, the Drakeford Library Complex will be the site of Carrboro Film Fest's 20th year, from January 23rd through the 25th. Festival director Brian Reckless said he believes the event has continued to gain momentum after the pandemic and its rebranding to highlight Southern filmmaking in 2019. Reckless said he hopes having the Drakeford Library Complex as a venue will help build it up further.
We're really happy to like showcase this space. It's like a great town space. It's a public space that fits in with our mission of like community gathering, talking about important issues and processing life together in public is part of what we love about film. And the space is a place you can do that.
Carrboro Film Fest aims to highlight independent cinema from across the southern United States, accepting films that are only made in the South or whose creators are from the South. Each year, Reckless and the other organizers' goal is to bring together filmmakers with audience members for screenings, Q&As, and panels. The 2025 lineup, he said, features 44 films of varying lengths and various themes.
We actually have 9 different southern states represented in this year's festival, and half of the films have a North Carolina connection,
Nice. Which
is really great. We love to support local people, independent people who are making films, doing really cool work around here that you really can't see if you don't go to a festival. So I think that's going to be a great thing that's going to set us apart from just a night out at the movies.
The opening film of this year's festival is one of the few feature-length projects, Leeds, which is written and directed by Texas filmmaker Brian Poyser. The comedic family drama made its premiere at the 2025 Tribeca Film Festival, and its screening in Carrboro will bring Poyser to North Carolina for the first time. He told 97.9 The Hill,
"The story is about an acting professor played by Heather Kafka who, you know, kind of like almost made it in her career, but is now teaching and being a single mom and having all kinds of issues. And then her sort of wayward, volatile brother drifts back into town, played by Justin Arnold, and decides that he wants to become an actor too, and kind of invades her class of Gen Z theater kids and causes all kinds of a ruckus."
Reckless said demand for Leeds, as well as the other blocks of short film collections, has been high, which leads to another change the festival is implementing for 2026.
Ticket sales are doing really well, so act quickly so you don't miss out. But we are also going to this year have a standby line. So if a film like Leeds or any of the other blocks is sold out, you can still show up, wait in line. There may be some seats available. We will then sell some tickets last minute to try to make sure all those seats are filled and everyone who wants to see the films gets to.
To see the full schedule for the upcoming Carrboro Film Fest, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.